Skipping meals? Cutting out carbs? Still staring at the exact same number on the scale? Let's be honest. You aren't lazy, but your metabolism might be asleep at the wheel. Traditional dieting doesn't work anymore. It forces your body into starvation mode, burning up your hard-earned lean muscle while locking away deep belly fat. You're fighting your own biology. It's time to stop starving and start optimizing with Almacet. Almacet isn't a fad. It's a natural, high-protein, low-glycemic weight loss shake powerhouse backed by over 30 years of clinical university research. It doesn't crash your system. It reboots it. Almacet is scientifically proven to target stubborn gut fat while protecting your muscle mass. No artificial sugar or fillers. Almacet is made of three natural superfoods. It gives clean, sustained energy all day long and results you can actually see in the mirror. Stop fighting your body. Give it the fuel it needs to burn fat, crush cravings, and reclaim your edge. Go to Almacet.com right now to get your protein and shaker bottle. That's Almacet.com. Reset your metabolism, reclaim your health, and transform your body with Almacet.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Horowitz, the living legend, along with Moriello, are producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass just delivered that stellar update. We'll have another one here in about 27 minutes. Zach Gelb standing by less than an hour to take you into a Sunday morning. It's Selection Sunday on the East Coast. I think there is a big debate right now with that NCAA selection committee on the overall number one seed, which I think is Duke, with Zion back and winning the ACC title on Saturday night over Florida State. I think Virginia has the second one seed. The third and the fourth one, Tennessee beats Auburn in the SEC final. Will they get one? Michigan State, if they beat Michigan for a third time this year, will they get one? Jerry Palm, CBSSports.com bracketologist, had Michigan State as his fifth best team on his board, right behind Gonzaga earlier this morning, and they manhandled Wisconsin. And if they would beat Michigan, that would be two more ranked teams in back-to-back days. And the Spartans, who already have the co-Big Ten regular season championship with Purdue, would be Big Ten tournament champions. I think Michigan, win or lose, is a two seed. They could drop to a three. Houston could jump up if they beat Cincinnati, and Michigan would lose to Michigan State. What about North Carolina and beating Duke twice? And they have a solid win over Gonzaga. There's some debate here for those final two spots, and that's what we've been talking about. I need your 4-1 seeds that you believe the selection committee will unveil on CBS television on Sunday night. And the lowest seed that will do the most damage in this year's NCAA tournament, because a week from tonight, when we get back together for more huge opinions, will be, well, counting the two play-in days, will be almost five complete days in to the 2019 NCAA tournament. So join me live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. And I did promise that I would read some of the tweets. We've been buried a record night with people dropping tweets. Matt Lemon is listening in the suburbs of Boston, Massachusetts, on the Sports Hub. He says, "Hello, sir. Great show tonight. You have no idea how refreshing it is to hear a national host talk about actual sports that are in season instead of the NFL 24/7. One thing, the people are calling you to ask you what you think about NCAA teams and seedings, not Jerry Palm." Well, I can't go through every bio and every team. I've told you what I think are the best teams. I've told you some of the surprise teams, and I've given you my breakdown that when I look at some of his seed lines, I think the potential for 6 to 10 seeds for multiple teams from that group to possibly get to the Final Four is there. Thank you, Matt Lemon, listening in Boston, Massachusetts. Tweeter handle McDuck. Let me guess. Oregon? I'm just guessing. Oh, here we go. He tweets, the Ducks are on fire right now. Yeah, I just heard during John Fass's update that they blew out Washington. Ticket punched. Got to think with the way they finished strong, Ducks could push for Elite Eight Final Four. And that is Tweeter handle McDuck. Got to be careful when reading that on a national show on CBS Sports Radio. You just have to be very careful in this world we live in. Isaac says, my Cinderella team has to be Murray State. I don't think so. I think they have the worst strength of schedule. You know, if there's that team nobody's talking about, that no-name team that gets into the tournament, it might be UC Irvine. 29-5, more than likely going to be a 12 seed. 15-1 in the Big West Conference. Played a horrible schedule, so how good are they? New Mexico State is another team that will be a lower seed. And they just blew out Grand Canyon. For those of you saying, I didn't know Grand Canyon played D1 football. Isn't Dan Marley the coach there? He was. The former Phoenix Sun, Central Michigan University Chippewa. There's some good depth on the backside of this. And even on the front side as we're debating who should be the number one seeds. This is the evolution of college basketball. That all these kids are doing club and AAU in the summer tournaments and training. And, yeah, the big boys like Duke and Coach K get their talent. But you look at Kansas. I mean, projected right now to be a 4 seed. They're another team that could do some damage during the tournament. So you can join in with your 4 1-seeds. Project what the selection committee will do later today. I say it will be Duke, the overall number 1 seed, Virginia, the 2 seed, Michigan State, by beating Michigan for a 3rd time this year, will be the 3 seed. And I say Tennessee, with a win over Auburn to win the SEC, will be the 4th 1-seed. North Carolina is in that conversation. I stand by my huge opinion that Gonzaga is worthy of maybe the 8th spot, which would be the last 2 seed or a high 3 seed. That's my visual on them. I know hoops, and I find them to be, like I said, in that K-State, Purdue-type team category. And those are projected 3 seeds. So you can join in with your 1 seeds. And also, who will be your sleeper team of this year's NCAA tournament? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. I did want to get Horowitz, and we have Moriello back at CBS Sports Radio coming up. Before I'm done this hour, Moriello, remind me to talk to Horowitz about the funeral for his New York Giants and what they're trying to do.
All right.
Sounds like a plan, yeah. Yeah, I need, by the end of this hour, sometime in between my basketball conversation, I want to talk to Horowitz about the Giants. Because while we're celebrating the Browns, we're trying to figure out what the Giants are doing. And the only thing I can think is that they are either going to take Haskins or they're going to deal for Rosen. And we talked about that a couple of weeks ago with Horowitz. We'll bring him in To all the callers online, we'll get to your huge opinions. I'll also read more tweets coming up before I'm done. Zach Gelb in about 49 minutes. You can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We are back live across North America like we are each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Moriello and Horowitz are fantastic back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. I do want to remind everybody, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all at GEICO.com. I'm asking you, when the selection committee, the NCAA basketball group inside that room, releases their regions to CBS television on Sunday night on the selection show, who will be the four number one seeds in order? And also, what will be the lowest seed to do major damage in this year's NCAA tournament? And one thought process here about why Gonzaga may hold on to a one seed. If you think about this, they have that West region out in Anaheim. And if we're looking at any group of four, who's going to draw out West if you don't have a West team? And this is what I've said the entire show, that because the West is bad, and I know Oregon and a lot of Duck fans, people listening in Portland and Eugene, and they were impressive over Washington, but they need somebody to fill up those seats out West. Anaheim, Salt Lake. I'm looking at some of the later round games. They need Gonzaga fans. They're hoping to come down, and just the bandwagon West Coast fans who will support a team out West. That's why. So if you do Minnesota, not Minnesota, Michigan State, you could put Minnesota in that region maybe as a, you know, 9 or 10. But if you put Michigan State out there, yeah, their fans travel, but it's, if the West Regional Finals in Anaheim and Gonzaga has a nice path, NCAA is about money, TV ratings, keeping the West Coast interested in this tournament. That's a big reason why Gonzaga, why they keep hanging around for a one seed. So you can join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show. You can like us on Facebook. Let's go to Jim in Pennsylvania. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Huge. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Thank you for listening.
Well, I just got to say, you know, next to the NFL playoffs, I truly believe March Madness is the greatest postseason format. You take only 68 teams out of a possible 340-some, each game single elimination, no chance for a best of five, a best of seven, chance for Cinderella every round, and I think it's spectacular. With that being said, I'll give you my top four. I think number one overall is going to be Duke, followed by Virginia, followed by North Carolina, followed by Gonzaga. And if that is true, it'll be, I believe, just the second time that three teams from one conference are one seeds. The last time, I think, was 2009 with Pitt, Louisville, and Connecticut representing the Big East as number one seeds. And I really do think it's going to be a spectacular tournament. Thanks for the call, Huge.
All right, thank you, Jim. I thought I would call you. I like to reach out and call people when I'm doing the Saturday Night Huge Show. Dave in Pittsburgh listening on 93.7 FM. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Huge. Thanks for taking the call. I think Duke's going to be number one. You're going to have Michigan State, Virginia, and Tennessee going in. Possibly North Carolina taking over that Tennessee spot. I do like Syracuse, if they make it in, to be a huge Cinderella just because of the coaching staff and some of the star power that they do have on that team.
Yeah, one note on Syracuse, and thanks for the call in Pittsburgh, PA. 8 or 9 seed. I think 9 on Jerry Palm's line. I agree. Think about some of these 9 seeds. Syracuse, at least for what it's worth, with Jerry Palm and CBSSports.com, the bracketologist, his 9 seeds. Syracuse, Ole Miss, Seton Hall, VCU. Who wants, and the 8 seeds, Minnesota, I don't think they're that good. UCF, Utah State. I mean, there's some, an Iowa could be in there, a Louisville as a 7. I think this tournament, the more I've been reading today, it's going to be about some big-name schools who are in tough conferences, who are caught in the middle, who have quality wins, but will be seeded low because their conferences beat up on each other. And I agree that a team, Boeheim, that zone, look what he did to Michigan State last year. They had a home game in Detroit. He sent them home earlier, and they were the regular season Big Ten champions and had Miles Bridges and Jaren Jackson Jr., who are doing great in the NBA in Charlotte and Memphis. Let's go to Fritz in Wisconsin. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge. Thanks for taking my call. Two calls before I pick a Duke to be number one overall. What's your prediction to be number one overall this year?
Yeah, Fritz, and thank you for listening in Wisconsin. Duke will be the overall number one seed. Zion back healthy. How they played with Zion healthy and a full roster that was on the floor. They'll be the overall number one. I'm projecting Virginia to be second one seed. Third one seed will be Michigan State if they beat Michigan for a third time. Fourth one seed, 3 or 4, will be Tennessee. If either Michigan State or Tennessee and or both lose, then North Carolina and maybe Kentucky. I have no business putting Gonzaga in as a one. None at all. They would be lucky if I was on the committee of one. They'd be lucky to get my 8th seed, which would be the last 2 seed. They're not a number one. No way at all. Your huge opinions at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. I'm reading tweets here before we get to Zach Gelb at the top of the hour at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Let's go to Chris, also in Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, sir. I just want to tell you, fantastic show as always. And I'm going to go for Duke. I love Duke. He's one of my ultra favorite teams.
Duke to win it all, Chris?
Yep.
All right. And who's the rest of your one seeds?
That one guy from Pennsylvania, don't like Gonzaga and Louisville, I think he said, or. And what was the other school? I think Michigan State or something.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Chris. Listening in Wisconsin. Tweets coming in at Saturday Huge. Neil Stevens tweets, Wofford is a sleeper going all the way. The What's Your Opinion show, which is out of Portland, Oregon, says, come on, Huge. We love you out here in the sticks. Give the Ducks some love. Chuck Meadows says, do you see my Vols men's basketball team winning it all? Yeah, I think Tennessee, Kentucky, I think that group of 8, I can't pick a surefire winner outside of Duke and Zion. But remember, they're still young. It's a tournament, but Zion is just amazing. And he's humble, and he's gracious, and, you had a chance to watch him come back from an injury and how easy it would have been for him just to say, you know what, I'm done with college. Where a lot of guys just use the experience, and I get it, and they're going to go make millions. And instead, he's coming back to help Coach K. And I think it's helped his stock even more. There's even more of a respect level for Zion off the court. And if the Knicks get him, he gets to work with one of the greatest owners in sports history. Huh. Hey, Horowitz, I want to ask you, as a New Yorker, are you a Knicks fan or are you a Nets fan?
I'm a Nets guy.
Yeah, I like their team. But the Dolan guy, like I said, when you're rich, I said this on my statewide show earlier this week when somebody asked me about Dolan, the Knicks owner. I said there's two types of people with money in America. When you're rich, you're either giving and you take care of your employees, or if you're just independently wealthy, you're connected to community, philanthropy, you're giving back, or you're a complete moron. There is no middle ground when you have mega money in America.
And Dolan would be the latter, complete moron.
There are people that will do whatever they can if they're wealthy to take care of others. And then there are people who, because they have their money, that they treat people like they're dog meat. And that's why with Zion, do you want him to go to the Knicks and get poisoned? I get the Knicks are looking for the face of their franchise. I mean, my Lord, between Isaiah, Carmelo, Phil Jackson, I'm trying to think, you know, that Zion comes in and you want Durant whining, you want Kyrie Irving talking about flat earth theories. I mean, I'm looking at these cliques in the NBA and I'm watching what the Lakers did, and it's such a bad look for the league right now. It really is. And no one wants to play on the playground, the Hollywood playground, with LeBron. Nobody does. So what's going to happen? You're going to have to trade LeBron, or LeBron's going to have to try and do a Cleveland thing in L.A., but guess what? The Lakers are in the Western Conference, not the Eastern Conference anymore. I said it 2 weeks ago, I think, with you, Horowitz, or maybe it was a month ago, that he made a mistake. He could have done all his shows in the Million Dollar Mile or the game shows or the shop. He could have done all of that in Cleveland. And he could have stayed in Cleveland, and they'd be, my Lord, if the Pacers can be fighting for the third spot, they could have been third or fourth. Well, let's give Philly, Milwaukee, and Toronto, and we'll say Boston the top four, or at least top three. They'd be right there fighting for three or four with the right cast of characters. Instead, total implosion. Nobody's going to want to join that. No big name's going to take a chance that if the biggest name of basketball, the biggest name in basketball can't get it done in L.A., tell me why anybody wants to join him to watch their star flicker. Don't tell me about money. These guys are going to get paid wherever they go. About the only guy I see is Klay Thompson being a spot-up shooter. But is that enough to make you the third or fourth best team in the West? It's not enough to make you a champion in my book. If you want to join in during our final segment, you can dial 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Also, I'll get to Horowitz in our final segment before I'm done as a Giants fan to describe what it's like right now in New York City, America's largest city, compared to Cleveland, Ohio, where the Browns are thinking they now have a dynasty. A dynasty. The Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns may have a dynasty in the making. And the Giants are doing what? We'll talk to Horowitz about that before we're done. Your four number one seeds that the selection committee will give us on CBS television on the selection show. And what team, the lowest seed that will do the most damage that could end up in the final four, in Minneapolis.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Bill Huge Simonson.
Tomorrow at 4 Eastern Pacific on CBS Sports Network, gear up for another week of the Alliance of American Football as the San Antonio Commanders battle the Atlanta Legends for the first time this season on the 24-hour home of CBS sports. And Johnny Manziel, according to John Fass and all the headlines and updates tonight, he has signed the entry-level contract to play for Mike Singletary with Memphis. That should work out well. The babysitting of American athletes continues, and the Canadians didn't want to babysit him any longer. We do have one final segment together before Zach Gelb joins you with his huge opinions here in about 20 minutes. Your 4-1 seeds, NCAA basketball committee, when they give them to CBS television, who will be the 4-1 seeds in order? And then who's your sleeper team? Because next Saturday night when we talk, most brackets will be totally nuked. Lowest seed that will do the most damage and could end up in the Final Four at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. Join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to John in Boston, listening on the Sports Hub here on CBS Sports Radio. Johnny. Hello. Johnny. Hello. Are you there? Are you sleeping and driving?
No.
Yeah, you're on the air.
What's up?
How you doing?
Yo, it wasn't Johnny. It's Seamus. That's why I didn't even understand.
Yeah, I don't know. We got John. Seamus. It's all the same. Did we lose Seamus?
Yeah, we got rid of him. He very clearly told me John. Once he went down the Seamus route, I'm not in the mood to deal with jokesters tonight. I told Moriello, I said, get rid of him. I'm done.
The preceding commentary was from that of a New York Giants fan. It does not.
The frustration's boiling over, Bill.
Hey, it's Odell from Cleveland listening on 92.3 FM. Get rid of him. Moriello, you dump him. Just like the Giants dumped him, we can dump him. We're all dumping him. If the Giants want to dump players, I'll tell you what, I'm working in CBS in Manhattan. I'll dump every caller. I will totally, you know what, Huge used to have a Super Bowl show, but I'm going to dump every caller, and he'll be on an island by himself every single night. Hi, I'm Bill Simonson. Do you know a Giants fan who's angry at the world right now? Call 1-800-HELP-GIANTS-FANS.
Your 5 cents a day can go to a distressed Giants fan like Ben, one of those.
Go to www.gofundthegiants.com and help them get a roster. They got Saquon. You know, I know what the fans are yelling about. Horowitz is that, you know, you give Eli a $5 million bonus they had to pay him per his contract. And, you know, compared to Antonio Brown, I think they got more in their deal with the Browns than the Steelers did with the Raiders. If that's any consolation, right?
Well, yeah. By that standard, you know, Dave Gettleman deserves to be put in the Hall of Fame for the return he got for Beckham compared to, you know, what the Steelers got for Brown. But it still stings. The Giants haven't had a player with that much raw talent since Lawrence Taylor. The idea that you would trade him away is tough to deal with. My initial thought, though, was, hey, we're going to tear this thing down. All right, now I see where we're going. We're trading Beckham. We're trading off all these other pieces within the last calendar year. Snacks Harrison, gone. Landon Collins, gone. A first-round pick in Eli Apple, gone. Olivier Vernon, gone. Now Odell Beckham. So we're taking all of our talent. We're clearing up cap space. I thought we're tearing this thing to the ground. And then 2 days later, they're out signing Golden Tate. So what is it? I don't even... kill him for the return on Beckham. I'll take the extra first-round pick. I'll take the lineman that they got from the Browns because they included the Vernon deal as a whole deal. But what's the larger picture? I can't fit any of this into a bigger picture. That's my problem.
My picture on the outside looking in is that they're trying a culture cleanse.
Bingo. That's for sure.
And I think they're doing that. And I think Odell, you know, you go down the laundry list of not thinks he's done because he's not a criminal. He's well liked by a lot of people, and then you know some are like he's an underachiever. He got paid. He stopped playing. You know, whining, pouting, whatever you want to do. And I think it's a culture cleanse because you look at Saquon. And you look at Saquon and Eli like doing a credit card commercial. Saquon is a great face for a franchise. It's kind of like what Zion has, that same innocent potential, I believe, that Saquon Barkley is a great Sanders-like, humble man with incredible God-given talent who will play as a team player.
I agree. He's what you would think of when you think of the New York Giants historically. That's what you would think of in Saquon Barkley. Good head on his shoulders, plays hard, plays the right way, represents the team and himself well. You know, the thing, though, with Odell is people make it out like he's this big basket case, that he's got all these problems. Look, the truth of the matter is, did he kick a kicking net? Yeah. But that all stemmed from being frustrated with not winning. He always wanted to win. He wasn't out there, you know, getting in domestic violence incidents like Kareem Hunt. He's not out there bashing his quarterback like Antonio Brown. Can he mature? Sure. Is he a little flamboyant? Sure. But the guy cares about winning. He cares about being great. And the truth is, he's beloved in that locker room. This idea that he's a cancer in the locker room, that's this media-created bullcrap, frankly, because every player you ask loves him. Everyone in that building loves him. He raises the level in practice. He brings the energy. He's a bit of a clown, makes him laugh. So, look, I'm happy the Cleveland Browns are getting a hell of a player. I think that he'll mature a little bit. But the totality of what Cleveland got is what I'd be worried about. You got a fiery guy in Mayfield. You got a fiery guy in Beckham. You got another fiery guy in Landry. That's very combustible, if you ask me.
And you have a new coach, right? You have an
unproven, exactly.
Unproven new coach who, you know, I guess what you're going to hope there compared to the quiet side of Eli Manning, that if you're listening on 92.3 in Cleveland or you're a Browns fan, that Baker Mayfield will be able to control that entire locker room on and off the field.
It's a lot of personalities and a lot it of is. Mouths to feed. You got a first-round pick in Njoku. You got a high pick in Chubb. You got Kareem Hunt.
You got Garrett, right? Don't forget about him.
Well, and that's the thing, too. You mentioned the D word in Dynasty. They're loaded. Let's call a spade a spade.
Right.
But how are they going to be able to sustain this when Baker Mayfield's not on his rookie deal? When Miles Garrett's up for a deal?
They got a five-year window
when
right
When Denzel Ward's up for a deal?
They have a five-year, four-year window. That's why with the... What the Patriots have been able to do has been beyond belief, and you can't buy or trade for a championship. You can look inside the numbers on what people do during the offseason. Yes, you can add depth. You can add certain positions, but you know they have a window right now. It's kind of like when the Lions had Ndamukong Suh, Calvin Johnson, Javid Best, and Matt Stafford. And they look like they were on their way to being that next team in the NFL. Well, you know what? Calvin Johnson couldn't stay healthy. Sue was destroying the locker room. And Matt Stafford is, you know, kind of like an Eli Manning where he's not a fiery leader, like what I think Baker Mayfield is. And you need the right combination. You need the head coach. You need the scouting personnel department. You need leaders on both sides of the ball. And I will tell you, that the Giants getting Golden Tate with the Lions was great with the community, the media, and he was a conduit to bringing that team together, and they missed his leadership when he left. So when they signed Golden Tate after the shock of Odell Beckham Jr. being traded, my first thought was they're doing a culture cleansing in New York with the Giants. And Golden Tate will be a... Again, he's not Odell Beckham Jr., but he'll be good in that locker room. He'll be good with the fans. He'll be good with the sound bites. And, you know, will he be more consistent than Odell? Possibly. Will he be as flashy or make acrobatic catches? No way. Like Odell.
I agree. And can I just make one more point, Bill? Because I got to get something off my chest.
Anyway, what we're doing now, it's a new thing, and I've talked with CBS Sports Radio. I'm actually a certified therapist, and a Giants fan will join me to end every Saturday night. We'll do 10 minutes with a Giants fan, okay?
I need it.
And the people listening can, especially in Cleveland on 92.3, can remember their 0-16 season and go, yeah, buddy. Come live in Cleveland. Okay?
Moriello's rolling in the leather couch as we speak.
Oh, Moriello. Him getting excited would be, that would be a shock.
He's like Eli. No highs, no lows. He's always.
And he got a $5 million bonus for showing up to work today.
That's
awesome.
I started reading.
What's one more thing you want to deliver, Horowitz, on behalf of the Giants Nation?
Ties into what I just said about Eli. Not every move the Giants make is a referendum on Eli Manning. I'm sick and tired of this. And I'm sick and tired of everyone, not only in New York, but nationally, that Eli Manning can't play football anymore. It's like he became blind and deaf overnight. Is he 2011 Eli Manning? No. But he threw for 4,300 yards last year, had the most efficient passing year of his career. Guy could still play football. You don't do that on accident. And just because they trade Odell Beckham doesn't always mean that it's an indicator of what they're going to do with Eli. Eli Manning is gone after this year. He's got 1 year left on his deal. All the fans are saying the Giants should get rid of him. Giants should get rid of him. For what? So we have a $17 million cap hit against our roster this year, and we bring in who? Like a Case Keenum to bridge us until our next quarterback? No thanks. Let's all use our heads for once.
Again, the GoFundMe account is set up to help Giants fans across America and all around the world get counseling. I'm Bill Simonson, and 10 Minutes with a Giants Fan will happen at the end of every Saturday Night Huge show, exclusively on CBS Sports Radio. Next week, Odell Beckham Jr. will join me to talk about people like Horowitz. Oh, I love it. Nothing's better than New Yorkers or Philly fans upset with their teams. There is nothing more enjoyable than just listening to the passion and also the intelligence, Horowitz, that you deliver when it comes to your team. I'll say, as an outsider looking in, I see a culture cleanse, and I believe that they're going to either trade for Rosen or Haskins will be that quarterback. But now with Miami trading Tannehill to Tennessee, there's going to be a trade-up push. With Murray likely going number one, there's going to be a trade-up push as high as, what, 3 maybe to get Haskins, correct?
I don't know if they have to go to 3. I think everyone's looking that they're going to have to jump the Giants. Because with Antonio Brown in Oakland, I think that was the only team ahead of the Giants that you might have considered it. Jacksonville got their guy. So really, as long as you can get to 5 ahead of the Giants, you're probably in good shape.
What if Gruden becomes the Wheeler dealer and offers up Derek Carr as a future quarterback for the Giants, and he finds a way to either get Haskins or, and I doubt it, if Kingsbury wasn't the coach, I would think he could pull it off to get Murray, but like we talked about the last couple of weeks, I think Murray's a lock at number one now with Kingsbury.
If I'm the Giants and Gruden offers that, I'll pass.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, they're adding a lot of Williams, Brown around him, offensive linemen. It's interesting. It's been a crazy week from last week when the Antonio Brown trade broke while we were doing the show. Thank you, Horowitz. Thank you, Moriello. God bless all you Giants fans.
Look in the mirror. When did your metabolism decide to take a permanent vacation? You're working out, eating decent, but that stubborn gut just won't budge. Standard diets don't work anymore. They just starve your body, crash your energy, and burn away the lean muscle you actually want to keep. It's time to break the cycle with Almased. Almased isn't a fad diet. It's a high-protein, all-natural meal replacement shake, scientifically backed to burn deep belly fat while protecting your muscle mass. The secret is a unique, low-glycemic formula. It keeps your insulin in check, forcing your body to stop storing fat and start burning it for fuel.
I hit 50 and my energy cratered, while my waistline did the opposite. Nothing got rid of my belly fat until I tried Almased. I dropped the belly, got more energy, and honestly, I feel like I'm in my 30s again.
Don't settle for slowing down. Protect your muscle, kickstart your energy, and lose the gut for good. Go to Almased.com and use promo code BELLY to get a free shaker bottle and a free weight loss guide with your first order. That's ALMASED.com, promo code BELLY.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.